My name is Amelia Jones, and I'm a fifth grader at Cascadia Elementary. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, The 13th Stella, in which the main character Stella has been captured, along with her brother Will, and woken up in a room inside of a creepy building called LAB. Tell me, Stella, what do you think of artificial intelligence? His voice is suddenly sickly sweet. I preferred the cold voice. He continues to speak, not waiting for an answer. Do you find it annoying when robots almost get the best of you? Well, I do. He glares at me again and presses a button on the remote he is holding. I suddenly go stiff. I can't move. How did he do that? His smile is back. Well, you have basically cooperated. I guess you have earned some answers, he tells me. Would you like some? He enjoys watching me try to reply. Fine, I'll start about 12 years ago. We made a fleet of spy robots, my company and me. Each robot had a number. The robots were modeled after young girls, and we tracked them and gained a lot of information. Unfortunately, all but one of the STELLA robots broke down. Do you understand, STELLA 13? Does this mean I am a robot, I wonder? I guess so. He continues. You, 13, went to the new city we had built to get children for our experiments. We used you to find out who was going to have a baby. Then, once we knew about a baby, we took it and slightly modified its genes. We changed things like hair and eye color. You know, easy stuff. You watched them grow up normally. It was the perfectly set up experiment. So that's what I am, a stupid video camera, identified by the number 13. No wonder 13 is the unlucky number. What about Will? I ask, suddenly able to speak again at the push of a button. Don't you know? He said you caught him. Well, I'm not going to tell you everything. I'll give you a hint. Robots need fresh batteries, and it's very inconvenient to have to power them off every few months. That's all I'm telling you. Boys, dispose of her. The door slams behind him. I'm glad to be away from his syrup-like voice. I spin around, suddenly angry, posed to punch the figures behind me. I don't. I can't. I stare at the two boys, dressed in white biosuits. I won't hurt them. Although their eyes are glazed with ice, their blood full of hatred, the hatred that drives to kill, I won't hurt them. One reminds me of... Wait! He is Will! I freeze. I can't move. I can't think. Time slows and my vision blurs. Words flash in front of my eyes again. This time they read, power source disconnected. Then it changes to powering down. Powering down. The words flash over and over again, so bright my head hurts. Powering down. Powering down. I divert my consciousness to Will. Powering down. Powering down. He is surprised, I think. Powering down. Powering down. My battery tumbles from his hand. Powering down. Powering down. My brain can't keep up. Can't. I scream in frustration and look at Will. Powering down. Powering down. How could I think he was so young? Powering down. Powering down. I gasp for air. Powering down. Powering down. No matter how much I get, it's not enough to keep me alive. Powering down. Powering down. I can't look away from Will. He is crying. He peers up at me so sadly that I flinch away. I'm sorry, he whispers, and I think he is.